Here's Tom Ezern with this week's Plainsfolk essay.
On the 17th of July, 1939, Alan Lomax of the American Folklife Center, Library of Congress, wrote to Myra E. Hall, the mild-mannered ballad collector from Kansas. "My dear Miss Hall, I just received the issue of the Publications of the Kansas Historical Society and read your article on cowboy songs with great interest. It is a real contribution to original studies in the field." The two correspondents were acquainted, in a general way, in that Lomax surely knew something of Louise Pound in Nebraska, Franz Rickaby in North Dakota, and other prairie songcatchers who labored far from eastern seats of learning. But also in a more specific way, in that 2 years earlier, Myra, while on a research visit to the library, had sung her repertoire of Great Plains folk song into Alan's reel-to-reel recorder for the library's collections, there to rest until I came to the Folklife Center, received friendly greetings and professional assistance from the archival staff, and put on the earphones. Then the magic commenced. I had read Myra's writings and researched her prairie girlhood, her modest academic career, and her spinsterly life with her mother, an intriguing veneer for a secret life as a connoisseur of cowboy balladry. Her voice, though, provided a far more fascinating entry into her life and songs, which she gathered from her family and neighbors. I arrived at the library, especially interested in one of the cowboy ballads Myra had written up for the Kansas Historical Quarterly issue she had mailed to Alan Lomax. It's a well-known folk song. "Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies," sung throughout the cattle country of the Great Plains. The earliest known text was reported by Owen Wister in Texas in 1893. "As I was a-walkin' one mornin' for pleasure, I saw a cowpuncher ridin' along. His hat was throwed back, and his spurs was a-jinglin', and as he approached, he was a-singin' this song." Myra's version, however, is like no other. Like the ballad I talked about in another essay, Night Herding Song, she got "Get Along, Little Doggies" from a relative, Dr. Hull Alden Cook, a physician well-traveled in cow country and later author of the memoir, 50 Years a Country Doctor. Dr. Cook and Myra impart a wonderfully bluesy flair to the traditional cowboy chorus. "Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggie, that's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggie, you know that Wyoming will be your new home." And then, most remarkable, a second chorus, deliciously and devilishly basso. "Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggie, it's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies, you know that Wyoming will be your new home." Myra seems off her game singing this ballad. Was it just a little too devilish for her? Or perhaps it was a case of nerves. To record, Lomax took her not into a secluded studio, but into the library's impressive Coolidge Auditorium. A kind archivist got me into the room. Suppose "Get Along, Little Doggies" were the first ballad she recorded. That stage would have been daunting. Myra was not in Kansas anymore, but she sang her songs.
Tom Ezern is a distinguished professor of history at NDSU. You can find his Plainsfolk essays and all of our podcasts at prairiepublic.org.